It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Yes, we are live. We're live at the Hen House Market today in Leawood, 117th and Row. Miss Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Jasper. How are you?
Well, I'm ready today. I've been up early today.
You've been running around. The restaurant's busy.
Someone's got to open up and, you know, go make the meatballs in the morning.
That's right. Oh, we'll have to talk about that later. You're going to have a meatball throwdown.
That's right. I cannot wait for that. We have a lot to talk about today. Kimberly, it's such a delicious show today. I love saying delicious show. Can you use that adjective in there like that?
That's fine, Jay.
I mean, you don't talk about a show being delicious because you don't eat a show.
That's right.
But you can enjoy a show.
You can enjoy a show. So you can savor a show.
So it's delicious.
I'm going with that, Chester.
I know you will. Well, we are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row, and Hen House Market, you know, is your local market since 1923. That's right, my friends. If you do the math, that's 95 delicious years.
95? We can't say 94 anymore.
That's right, 95 delicious years. And right now, fresh, certified. 86% lean ground round, only $3.69. Imagine the chili you can make with that this weekend.
Can you imagine the pots of chili that have been consumed this past week in Kansas City with the weather?
Believe me, at my house.
At your house?
Even Lisa, she stays home. What's the matter with her?
And I know Katie Van Lucien made some last night. She's got a secret weapon for her chili.
No kidding?
She would kill me if I revealed it. But
It must be chocolate.
No, it's not chocolate. But it's
a lot of people put chocolate. Also, fresh Atlantic salmon, only $4 each. I was just hanging around the seafood department. They have just came in. That doesn't make sense.
No, they've just come in, Jasper.
Just come in today.
They just delivered.
Just delivered. Fresh overnight. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Fresh sole, $11.99 a pound. It is absolutely beautiful. Some of the finest tuna I've ever seen. Salmon and fresh swordfish, all fresh overnight. Mm-hmm. Here at your neighborhood Hen House Market in Kimberly, get your eyes off the pies, will you please?
Well, okay, let's talk. It's Pie Day on Thursday, National Pie Day.
That doesn't make sense. I'm going to argue about this.
Okay.
Okay, Pie Day.
Pie Day. P-I-E Day.
That's right, Pie Day.
Right.
It should be 3/14.
Okay.
That's Pi
Day. Because of Pi.
Yeah, 3.1457926241387628762 and infinity.
You know, I hope your math teacher from Rockhurst is listening, because they should be very proud of you, Jasper.
Well, you met one of my teachers the other day, Mr. Grau. Well, you met Mrs. Grau.
I did. I met her at the nail salon, and she, when I told her I knew Jasper Marabli, she said, oh, my.
Sometimes it's not good to use my name out there, Miss Kimberly.
She didn't tell me all the stories, but you filled in the blanks.
Larry Grau. He was a legend at Rockhurst. Let's get back to the pie.
That's
Look
right.
at the pie today. It's chocolate banana cream pie. That's Lisa's favorite pie.
It's delicious.
It
and,
really
of course,
is.
We have some French silk in front of us. You know what I had Mr. G go out and get this week by? A custard pie.
I know. It's a special. That's one thing.
I love custard pie.
Any relation to the chess pie or not? Am I confused?
It's a little different.
I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah, and here we are sitting with a nutritionist who's going to be our guest, and she's just kind of she's going along.
We're
with
talking
us.
Moderation.
Cookbook that's getting a lot of buzz here locally and nationally. It's the Essential Thyroid Cookbook. Lisa comes from incredible Kansas City genes too.
Oh wow!
Anthony, her brother, is the founder and artistic director of Quixotic. And your brother Michael is a chef out in L.A. He graduated from JUCO.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, welcome. And we're going to have a great interview with you, but I saw you earlier. We were getting coffee, and we've met before.
Yes. I've seen you down at the Brookside Farmers Market doing tomato demos at the Tomato Fest.
That's right. And I forgot all about that.
When my brother was in town, we had to go over to your shop and get cannoli shells
there
for
you
dinner.
There you go. Well,
together.
I hope see? I like that a lot. Thank you. Well, it's going to be a great interview. The cookbook is called The Essential Thyroid Cookbook, and we'll talk more about that and talk about some special salsa that you make also.
That's right.
I'm excited for that.
And Lisa's going to be doing a demo sometime down the road with Chef Peter Castillo here at Hen House.
Oh, wow.
I think they're going to be making maybe a salsa or something else.
That's what I was thinking about, that pineapple salsa
yeah.
I read about.
Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, I got my mind on something else right now.
Okay.
Donuts.
Do you want to share? Donuts. Oh, my gosh. We've got Andrew Cameron, who, of course, is the founder of Donutology. They sell not just donuts at Jasper. They sell happiness.
Happiness. How do you sell happiness? I like
well,
that.
Well, think about a donut. It's just like Tippin's pie.
So
pie you smile when
that's
you think
oh,
about
yes,
pie.
There's no doubt
right?
about it. So you think he'll bring donuts?
He better.
All right.
If he knows what's good for him.
I just want to make sure. He's probably listening in the car.
And, you know, we have another National Cookbook author, Sandra Gutierrez, who wrote the new Southern Latino Table Cookbook. And it's a fabulous cookbook.
Well, we have a delicious show coming up. A lot of things going on, especially in Kansas City right now. I have to give a shout-out to my brother Sal, Sammy Joe. Yesterday was his birthday.
62.
And that's right. We celebrated with his special banana cake.
That's right.
My wife said, who eats a banana cake?
And I talked to you guys when you were en route to the hospital.
Yeah,
you had the banana cake.
Sammy's doing much better.
Yeah.
I know he's got so many people asking about him. And I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people and visitors every day. So he's on the way to recovery, on the road to recovery.
He's been in the hospital for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, big boy. He's been there. So he's listening today. And Mom was listening. Oh, you know, my mom told me last week.
What?
I go to pick her up, and she said, you didn't mention me on the show.
We always mention Mama Marompley. I
mention her nonstop, her cream puffs, everything about Mom. I mean, what more can I do, Mom? Come on, give me a break.
She keeps track.
There, I mentioned you. I mentioned you, Mom. How many times do you want to say it? Mama Marable, we'll say it 10 times.
Does she know that you've declared this the year of the cream puff?
Oh, listen, Scott Mallon, tonight he's coming in for his birthday.
His birthday.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm making cream puffs for Scott tonight.
Are you?
His request is my.
Mama
his Marable's? Command. No, his request is my command.
His command is, his request,
I can really mess something up. I even got you going on that one.
Please.
You see, my friends, you must understand, this show is not scripted.
Do you think people have that figured out by now, Jasper?
You can't script Jasper Marable.
No, I've tried. Haven't I, Jasper?
Let me tell you something.
Can you say that to, like, our 5 billion listeners that Kimberly's
trying? We're getting exact. I won't be until about 2 more weeks we'll get the ratings in. But we're close to, like, 59.5 million listeners across America.
That half's important. Okay, the secret word for today is?
You tell me, donut.
It's donut.
It's easy. Were you thinking that, too?
Well, I was. ESP. Okay. We think like Jasper.
Donut. And we're giving. There you go with those fingers again.
I know.
Oh,
and we're giving away. We've got great gift cards. Great Hen House gift cards. And
we have some Tippin's pie up here, too.
We have some Tippin's pie. And, you know, I think Lisa has some of her cookbooks that she is selling.
You autograph? Oh, great.
And she'll sign them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, you know, I don't know if our listeners know or not, but this show is now expanded. We picked up an extra almost 9 minutes, I think.
That's right.
How about that?
Oh, what fun we'll have.
9 more minutes with Jasper and Kimberly.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Do you follow Jonathan Bender?
Oh, of course.
I love Jonathan Bender. And you have to help me with this.
All right.
Jill Silva.
Yeah.
Former food editor of the Kansas City Star for over 25 years.
30 years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. Is she with KCUR or is she?
I think Jill is kind of freelancing right
now.
A lot of people want her.
But I'm confused with Jonathan. Is he with KCUR? I mean,
Jonathan's KCPT.
KCPT.
Yeah, and he's doing a fabulous show called Best Dish in the House. In fact, Michael Smith is going into tape next week.
Really? Let's get him on the show.
Yeah.
I follow Jonathan every week. And every week, really, he's right on top of things. He's got his weekend guide. You can go to his website, or you can get on his list. It's called Recommended Daily. It's from Flatland, Kansas City.
Right.
That's why I was a little confused, I apologize.
Jasper, you're easily confused.
They're both public stations, aren't they?
KCUR, yes, is National Public Radio.
See,
KCPT is PBS.
Well, I'm putting on my glasses for this one, Ms. Kimberly. Boy, you really have to watch me, I'm telling you.
Wait. Can I tell you something? We've got paparazzi here.
Who's
Jasper?
Paparazzi? Where are we at?
Look at she's down by
the
produce down there.
There's someone doing cameras and photos. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Hmm. Lisa Waterman Gray's here taking pictures.
I didn't even see her over there.
She's discreet.
Wait, has she been here for a while?
She has.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
So let's go on. We're talking Jonathan Bender's recommended.
So a lot of new places have opened up in Kansas City.
Yes.
The Ainsworth.
The Ainsworth and Park Place. Hot place to be.
Munchie's Deli.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard about that. And it's Chicago favorites such as Vienna beef and hot dogs with those pork peppers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
That's your kind of place.
Oh, you know that. Overstuffed corned beef sandwich. We need a corned beef sandwich in this town.
Overstuffed.
Yeah, so yes. They're over on 39th Street, so make sure you check them out. Have you had these new, these frozen, what's it, Thai ice cream or Asian ice cream? Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Yeah.
So I went to one in Jacksonville,
yeah.
And they actually make it into a scoop for you.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them roll it, I know. So right. I asked the guys here in town to make it in a scoop for me, and they looked at me like I was crazy.
Did they?
They made it, but it melted too quick. I don't understand. So I have to perfect that.
You do. You work on that.
I'm going to work. I'm going to go visit one of these guys.
You work on that.
On my day off and tell them how to make their ice cream. Don't you love people who tell you what to do?
I do, actually.
Hmm.
I think about it.
You want to get me started?
No.
So we're not going to talk about Yelp?
No, we're not going to talk about Yelp.
All right. Well, you must know some Yelpers. I can't holler about this.
We're going to have a Yelp smackdown with you and Michael and Colby.
Oh, please, bring it on, because
I think you guys are all ready for that.
I love when people complain about my chilled forks and my dessert cart and all the extra things, you know.
The chilled forks, though, I love it. I look forward to getting my dinner salad at Jasper's because it's a chilled plate and a chilled fork.
Only one other person complains about the chilled fork. Mama Mirabile.
Mom, why?
That was Dad's signature chilled forks. I don't know.
She doesn't like it.
Sometimes she's on Mars, you know, whatever.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get in trouble for that one, I'll tell you right now. Come on, come in and say the secret word. The word is?
Donut.
And you're going to win some gift certificates and maybe even some pie.
And, of course, you can buy Lisa Markley's Essential Thyroid Cookbook. She'll sign it for you. It's a fabulous cookbook.
Well, Kimberly, like I said, a lot going on this week. It's restaurant week, the last 2 days of restaurant week.
And boy, my feed, my Instagram feed, my Facebook feed,
it's all
full of restaurant week pictures.
Kansas City Eats. I mean, I never seen people go out so much in Kansas City.
Lisa, have you been out?
I'm sad to say I have not. I have a new baby. I have not been out as much
as I
would like.
That's right. You have Lila.
Yes.
Lila. Lila goes everywhere with you.
She does, but we've been cooking a lot at home. And like you said before, we've been making chili and soups and stews and things just to stay warm.
Yeah. I saw some of your feed and your photos, and oh, my gosh. From the book and everything, so you would never believe that, you know, they can stay healthy with such beautiful dishes.
Thank you.
But okay. That's another interview.
Well, Kimberly, the baby's not behind you, is?
No.
Okay. Well,
Lila's not here.
I see a basket behind you. You said she brings them everywhere, so
you've got babies on your mind.
Don't start, please. Lisa's too old.
Yeah, Alex. No, I'm talking about being a granddad.
Oh, come on. She's only been married a few months.
That's right.
That's right.
So, Restaurant Week, I think, has been incredible. I'm sure they're going to be making a lot of money for the beneficiaries of.
I made a mistake because I said it last week. I thought it was Boys Grow, but it's the gardens. It's
Community Gardens.
It's Community Gardens.
So Ben Sharda.
I may be wrong about that. See, we'll have to look it up. Nelson Atkins, they have their party already a masquerade from 8 to 11:30 tonight, the annual masquerade ball.
And I think there are tickets still left. They usually sell out, but I think there are tickets left.
Yeah, so just make sure you go to the Nelson Atkins website.
That's right. And Donutology is going to be there tonight.
Are they really? Yep. What, are we giving donuts away?
Yeah. They've got a gorgeous donut.
They must make thousands and thousands of donuts.
Thousands.
No kidding. You know, a lady just came by here. That lady over there makes the best scotcha. She'll turn around when I say scotcha. That lady makes the finest scotcha, the Italian pizza. She makes it for me, and she even taught a class at my at my restaurant. Yeah, so.
Wow.
You know, scotcha is like a rolled pastry with cream spinach in it, or you could put pepperoni. My sister-in-law makes delicious scotcha with pepperoni and red pepper.
Is that Vicky?
I'll get a text from Jim here and see why I didn't say Vicky, so I had to throw that in there. Believe me, I'll get in a lot of trouble for that. Well, Kimberly, like I said, the show is expanded, so now we're going to take a little break.
A little break.
Just a little break. Just not another big one. We're going to come back with Sandra Gutierrez.
That's right.
I said that right.
Very good.
I used to have a good friend when I was younger, and her name was Annie and we used to call her Gutierrez.
Yeah.
But it's Gutierrez. Yeah. I know that.
Very good.
We're going to talk with also Lisa Markley, and we're going to have our friend Andrew Cameron on from Donutology.
And he better be bringing donuts.
You think he is? That's what I need right now, donuts. Don't go nowhere, my friends. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live at the Hen House Market. You need to come over and say the secret word, which is?
Donuts.
Right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM.
AM 710.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to my Kitchen. This is Jasper Maraboli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. And Miss Kimberly, as usual, is eating pie.
Oh, and this banana cream pie, Tiffin's, is
this
phenomenal.
This chocolate pudding is something else.
Mm-mm-mm.
It really is delicious.
Phenomenal. Hey, I just got a text from Andrew Cameron.
Is he in the car?
Well, he's in the car, but he's on his way here. And unfortunately, he said, I'm listening in the car, rain check on the donuts. So I didn't want you to have your hopes up.
Do you still want to have him on the show?
We can decide that.
Well, don't worry, because he brings me enough donuts at the restaurant to make up for everything, including something we're going to talk about maybe today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a little tease. It has something to do with
cannolis.
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I was going to tease him.
Well, that's it. They don't know what.
Oh, okay. It just has something to do with like a cannoli donut, in other words.
Something.
I'm a big teaser.
You are, Jasper.
Oh my gosh, Mr.
You
Rose.
Are. You know, I'm looking through the Hen House flyer, and they've got these twice baked potatoes that look unbelievable.
Have you had one before? Mm. I get them on Sundays. We go grill a steak, and I mean, they're absolutely delicious. My friends, we have a great interview coming up.
That's
I think
right.
You're really going to like it. We're going to talk right now to Sandra Gutierrez. Mark, take it away.
Kimberly, I have a little question for you this morning.
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you heard of the Southern Latino American culinary movement?
As luck would have it, I have, Jasper.
Have you really?
I have. And you know what? The guest we have today
can
talk about that. In fact, she's written a cookbook called The New Southern Latino Table that reflects that. And we have the author, Sandra Gutierrez, with us this morning from North Carolina. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Kimberly Ann Sefton. How are you?
Very well, my friend. And thank you for coming on. And your breakthrough cookbook, The New Southern Latino Table, is really part of this culinary tradition that I'm not familiar with, and I'd like you to explain to my guests, just start off the show with that.
Sure. It's the new culinary movement in which a branch of Southern food is reflecting the ingredients and the cooking techniques of Latin American countries, not Mexico on its own, but all 21 Latin American countries. So it's the equivalent of a Tex-Mex movement or your California cuisine, but it reflects all 21 Latin American countries.
And this gorgeous cookbook that you've written, it features 150 wonderfully, delightfully tasty recipes that that combines the best of both culinary cultures, as she said.
Correct. And it is, it is a labor of special love, really, because I discovered the movement in 1996, and I named it because I started noticing that Southerners were starting to include things like jalapeno peppers in their hush puppies and putting chimichurri on their barbecue sandwiches and things like that, that started making it very clear to me that the movement was here to stay. It wasn't only Latinos using Southern ingredients, but it was Southerners actually adapting recipes to include Latin ingredients.
And some of the recipes, Jasper's leafing through the cookbook right now, but some of the recipes that stuck out, that jumped out at me that I want to try: jalapeno deviled eggs, chile chocolate
yes.
brownies, Latin fried chicken with smoky ketchup. Jasper, that has to appeal to you.
Kimberly, the pecan rum cake with figs. Mm. Figs are in right now. Come on. This is summertime.
And Sandra, you wrote this book, so it's very accessible to the home cook.
That's exactly right. I am a culinary instructor, so I teach home cooks. I am not a chef. I am a self-trained home cook. So I try to be very practical with the recipes. I give a lot of tips, you know, what kinds of steps you can do ahead of time, what kinds of things you can freeze, how to defrost, all those tips that make cooks different from chefs, but that really make the difference in producing really high-end cuisine at home very practically and very easily and very quickly. For instance, my guava layer cake with cream cheese frosting combines the cuisine of Cuba with the famous layer cakes of the South. And it is a one-pot cake. You just mix everything in a bowl, and then you just throw it in your baking pan, and you go with it. So it's that's the kind of recipe I try to create, things that are done very, very quickly that do not require extra equipment. All the ingredients are available in the stores for anybody to get. So it doesn't matter where in the country you are, you can cook these recipes.
And I'm really interested in the vegetable part of the book and the side dishes. And in New Orleans, my cousins and friends, the Merloton is what we call it.
Yeah.
You cook with that also. And as many Americans know, how do you say that? Chayote?
Chayote.
You find in the grocery store is chayote. But you have recipes for this. You explain all the different vegetables including the plantains and different varieties. And then we go on to give recipes for these, which are really unique recipes, but they're not difficult. The recipes, when I look at the look at them, there's some just very, very simple three ingredients, such as the fried sweet plantains.
Yes, and the point is that we really have the same ingredients in Latin America and in the South, and we share the same cooking techniques. And so what happens when you, and you find very similar dishes in both areas, so what happens when you sit a Southerner with a Latino at the table and you give them a dish that combines the best of both of their dishes, of their mother's recipes, and they both recognize it, but when they taste it, they go, oh, I know this, but it's got a little bit of difference in it. So a great example of this would be the chowders of the Low Country, which are very similar to the tapados of Central America, which are really seafood chowders that are creamy. In the South, we add heavy cream, but in Latin America, you add coconut milk. So what happens when you combine the two and you make a shrimp or crab chowder with coconut milk instead of cream? Then both people can recognize it.
Wow, bringing these two worlds together, a fusion like none other. I mean, I'm just intrigued with this.
And Sandra, you were chosen for a very prestigious exhibit that actually just ended August 6th of this year at the Smithsonian Anacostia Community Museum in Washington, D.C. Can you quickly tell listeners about that?
Yes, I'm happy to say, first of all, that it's been extended until January 7th of 2018. So we're very excited to announce that. But yes, it is. It's called Gateways Portales. And it is an exhibit that really showcases what Latinos, or Latinx, which is the new term we're using, which is gender neutral and includes all 21 countries, what we have contributed to Southern culture in terms of food, in terms of art, in terms of music, in terms of culture, politics, everything. And it's a very beautiful, colorful exhibit. And I am just so honored to represent the Foodways.
All right. Now, I have to talk to you a little bit about one main dish that's very, very important to this chef, and that's fried chicken.
Yes.
And you have a recipe in here for fried chicken, really, really unique. It's Latin style, of course, but there's a little more background to this one, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Well, fried chicken in general is something that Latin Americans eat a lot, but we don't eat it at home. We typically buy it and take it home, or we eat it at restaurants. But it is super common. So I was intrigued when I came to the South, and I was a young bride in my 20s, to find out that, you know, fried chicken is such a big deal here because we have been eating it all of our lives. But the difference between the chicken that we make and the chicken that's made here in the South are all the spices that we put into the breading. And, you know, throughout the years, I've learned different techniques to cook it. And one of my favorite things is using self-rising flour, as opposed to regular flour, to create that crust, because it stays crispy, it doesn't allow all the oil to go in, and it is the kind of fried chicken that you can eat cold at a picnic, and it still remains crispy and a lot of flavor. And the smoky ketchup that goes with it, it was a result really of being able to buy smoky and very spicy ketchup in bottles in Latin America. Heinz, Kearns, all those companies used to sell spicy ketchup, but I think they're doing that now here. Also, but it's something that in the 60s and 70s you could find in the regular supermarkets throughout Latin America. So it's a really delicious ketchup that's combined with dried chiles and with chipotle chili pepper to give it that smokiness. Again, it's super easy. These recipes, you just follow the same kind of system that you would follow to make fried chicken in the South. You know, brine it in buttermilk, except mine has a lot of spices, and then you bread it and then you fry it. But mine also is finished in the oven, which allows all that oil that went into the chicken to seep back out of the chicken, creating a double fry so that your skin is crispy from the inside and the outside, and all that oil is rendered out. It's really remarkable.
I think I know what's going to be served in the Morabli household tomorrow.
Well, someone else in my household makes a double fried chicken. That's her little secret, and I never really have given it out, so maybe she's listening right now. We may have a little problem. Well, my friend, we really appreciate it. This is so unique, the new Southern Latino table. I mean, Sandra, you have really brought these recipes together. They're bold, and, you know, and the beloved flavors from the South and Latin America, that's so unique.
Thank you. It really is something that's happening. It's very visual now. You can see it in restaurants. You can see it in people's homes. So it was exciting to discover it in 1996 and then watch it grow. And now it's here to stay. I think we're still only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Well, we appreciate what you have done, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. And I can only imagine what's on the table and what's in the future for you. So promise to come back on and discuss more. And gosh, I can't think of something else. I thought everything was already discovered in the world of food, Kimberly.
I know.
This is something. Sandra, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much to both of you for having me on, and thanks to all your listeners.
Grazie, grazie. Ciao.
Jasper
and Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. Make sure you come visit us, because already we've given away many certificates and
many
pies.
We've given away this many, Jasper.
Is that many? Like DAT? Because that's the word right now. You know, it's time for Mardi Gras, so it's that.
That.
DAT.
Yeah. We're going to have some Mardi Gras guests, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not today, but yeah.
Can you try to get a hold of JC and see if he can make one of those king cakes again for us?
Yeah. Oh, he was on. He gave the history of the king
cake
last year.
That's right. It was a year ago.
And you were
that.
Taking notes.
Oh, come on.
I liked
That's my
Jasper.
Favorite. Well, Kimberly, we're here at the Hen House Market, uh-huh. and you know what that means. It's time for all the specials at Kansas City's local market. And when I say local market, since 1923, that's 95 years.
Flavor is their tradition, too.
Now, Hen House Market, you would expect the finest chicken, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know you can find it here in the poultry department, right next to the meat department and the seafood department. Some of the most beautiful displays you'll find in Kansas City.
I found my BOGO.
Oh, you did? Okay, we were looking for
it. It's the shrimp. The sea bass cooked, peeled and deveined in shrimp.
I didn't even see that. Oh, that's what P&D means, huh?
You're
I
the
didn't
chef.
Know that.
Good Lord.
That doesn't mean anything, Ms. Kimberly. Doesn't mean anything. All right, and also make sure you check out all the pies, the delicious bagels, croissants, and more. But don't forget Hen House Produce. It's your farmer's market, supporting over 150 local farmers. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And right now, jumbo pineapples, $3.49 each. Blood oranges are in.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And mangoes, those beautiful jungle mangoes. And fresh jackfruit. I love jackfruit.
I do, too.
Dwayne Doherty does barbecue with jackfruit.
That's right.
And you would think you're eating pulled pork.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
It's amazing.
I'd like to give some jackfruit to Craig Jones and see if he can do something with that.
On the green egg.
Yeah, we're going to do something. But right now, we're going to talk a little meatball throwdown, Kim.
Well, we are. Great. You and Ann Warris
and
her husband, Matt, who, of course, own the Southside Bar and Grill. That's right across the street from Jasper's.
Yeah, I love it over there.
Oh, I love their food. I love that chicken sandwich. But you are going to be on KSHB on Thursday morning. So between 10 and 11, you two are doing the first ever meatball throwdown live television in Kansas City.
I'm bringing my game.
Okay, do you have a secret weapon?
I do. I have a secret weapon.
Okay, because I know for a fact, and I'm not going to tell you.
She's got a secret weapon.
She's got a secret weapon.
Of course. Everybody wants to be like Jasper and have a secret weapon. I started a secret weapon.
You started.
Bringing a secret weapon to throwdowns. It's a meatball throwdown. My name is Jasper. How could I lose a meatball throwdown?
We'll see, Jasper. There are going to be judges there. Mm-hmm.
I'm a pork loser already since 1984. I lost a pork contest.
And you're never going to forget that.
The judge was blind. What am I going to do?
Never going to forget that. Well, you know, we are so lucky. Speaking of meatballs, we are so lucky to have Lisa Markley with us today. She, of course, wrote the Essential Thyroid Cookbook. It's a gorgeous cookbook, more than 100 nourishing recipes for thriving with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's, gluten-free, dairy-free. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And the reason I talked about the meatball throwdown is because you have gorgeous meatballs in this cookbook.
I do. I'm a fellow Italian. I don't know if you knew that, Jasper, have Italian heritage.
Grass-fed beef quinoa meatballs?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you pronounce that word, Jay?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. Quinoa.
We're just playing with you, Jay. Oh, we love you. Well, Lisa, you and Jill Grunewald, a friend of yours who now lives in Minneapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Co-wrote this book, and it is getting a lot of buzz, a lot of traction. And, you know, people don't necessarily even have to suffer from hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's to enjoy this book.
No, not at all.
It's healthy eating.
Yes, absolutely. It's full of vibrant, whole food-based recipes.
So what makes it unique?
Well, what makes it unique, and the reason I wrote this cookbook in particular, is that I have Hashimoto's, and as a nutritionist, I really wanted to look into and connect the dots between what kinds of things I could do with my nutrition to support my thyroid health. And lo and behold, I found out that there are a number of nutrients that I need to get in my diet to actually produce thyroid hormone, to tamper or to decrease inflammation in the body and all of these things. So I wanted to put it together in a cookbook. So I worked with my friend Jill on that.
So do you take any medicine?
I do. And I'm not saying that this cookbook would replace medication
because
I take
Synthroid. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so. I take thyroid hormone replacement medication as well. But there are things that you can do in addition to the medication to support thyroid production and also, like I said, to reduce inflammation in the body.
All right.
So this is really a comprehensive resource for people who have
yes. Mm-hmm. There's over 100 pages of just the nutrition education piece.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, there's a whole section on how to set up your kitchen pantry with good quality staple ingredients.
Which is so helpful.
Yes.
And especially this time of year, I got into that actually, and I need to finish it. But cleaning out your pantry and kind of stocking it with healthier things.
Yeah, and kind of knowing what pantry staples to have on hand. So when you come home, you know you can very easily put together healthy meals. And then the third section of the book, it contains over 100 recipes.
Okay, let's just back this all up a little bit. What is the thyroid itself?
Yeah, good question. So the thyroid is a gland that is found in your neck. It's the shape of a butterfly.
It's the shape of a butterfly?
Yes, it's the shape of a butterfly. And it's known as kind of the body's master gland of metabolism. So a lot of times when people aren't feeling well, if they have underactive or hypoactive thyroid, as I do, they may have symptoms such as fatigue, depression, lethargy, difficulty thinking, just some unexplained symptoms might be going on, joint pain. And a lot of these things can mimic other conditions that are going on. So it's one of those things that's hard to diagnose. It's hard to get a...
But impact your life.
Yes, absolutely. So once you can get in and work with a practitioner to help you put the pieces of the puzzle together and find out what's going on, then you can find out.
And you have to have your thyroid. It's not like the tonsils. You can't remove it.
No, you don't. I mean, unless some people have had to have their thyroid surgically removed if they have thyroid cancer or nodules on the thyroid. But if you don't have to have it removed, yes, I mean, it's one of the key glands, one of the master glands in your body that produces hormones. In fact, every cell in your body contains a receptor on it that responds to those hormones that you're making. So it has far-reaching effects throughout the whole body.
Wow.
Very interesting.
It is. I didn't know that.
Let's go back. Why should people who don't have thyroid disease or dysfunction care about eating healthfully? Because I think so many people these days are really wanting to overhaul their diet and eat healthy.
Yeah. Well, as with any condition, I mean, prevention is key. And a lot of our chronic illnesses, they don't happen overnight. This happens, you know, over a lifetime of making choices. And every time we sit down to eat, we have a choice to feed ourselves nourishing foods that have healing effects in the body or vice versa. And so, you know, even if you don't suffer from a thyroid condition, you know, like I said, there's a number of recipes in here that appeal to anybody who just wants to eat healthfully and have delicious food on their plate.
I'm looking right now at the flourless almond butter chocolate chip cookies. So this is very similar to a recipe I make. I had no idea. So you're saying, look at all the nutrients in this. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking paleo right now. I mean, that's not just a fad.
Yeah, paleo's more of a lifestyle trend
that
people are getting into. And we're not necessarily proposing that everybody follow paleo. Some people do better when they take grains and some of these other foods out of their diet. And we do have a number of paleo-friendly recipes in the cookbook. But we also feature whole grains and lentils and beans and things as well in our recipes.
Okay, Lisa, I've got a tough question for you. I'm sorry, Jasper. Did I interrupt you?
I'm looking at this homemade coconut milk right now. My mind's on that.
Doesn't that look
good? We'll talk more about that in a minute.
Okay. What would you tell someone who's struggling to make positive dietary changes? I mean, what advice would you give? Because sometimes, frankly, it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I agree. And there's so much information out there, and it's hard to know where to source good, quality, credible information. So, you know, ideally, if you can work with a practitioner one-on-one and get the guidance that you need that's specific to your own health needs, that's the number one thing to do. You know, a lot of times feeling overwhelmed, not knowing where to start, just start with where you're at. I mean, start with, like you said, Kimberly, can you start thinking about things you can clean out of your pantry and, you know, bringing in some nutritious ingredients? And, you know, if you need the help and the support, that's where good practitioner can come in and help you.
And you do classes around town?
I do.
So people can go to your website, which is?
My website is www.thyroidcookbook.com, and there's an events link on there. Yeah. So I've got some events coming up, so I'd love for you to check it out.
Okay. While you two were talking, I was not interrupted. I was not paying attention. I'll be honest with you.
Be honest, Casper, by all means.
I came across homemade coconut milk. This intrigues me. I didn't think I could make it at home.
It's super easy, and it's actually very inexpensive. You just take dried coconut flakes, preferably unsweetened. If you want to have a richer, more delicious flavor, you could toast them in the oven for about 5 or 6 minutes.
Sure.
And then you soak them in water and blend them in your blender. And then you are going to strain the pulp off of the coconut milk. Otherwise, it's a little gritty. But it's really nice to put into soups, to put in your oatmeal, to drink a glass of, maybe with a little cinnamon.
I love it. Yeah. This is on my
nice
diet today.
You're in a dog-eared dad page.
Oh, you know dog-eared Jay.
Yeah, dog-eared Jay. Dog-eared Jay. Well, Lisa, this is so exciting. Congratulations. I know this is a labor of love.
Yes.
And I think it's going to help a lot of people who suffer from thyroid disease and people who just want to eat healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And are you going to be here for about another half hour if people want to come in and buy your cookbook?
Yeah, I'll be here at the Hen House.
Yeah, she'll stay till the end of the show with us.
Yeah.
Cool. The Essential Thyroid Cookbook, over 100 nourishing recipes for thriving with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's. That sounds like a chef I know in Japan last year. I met who made some sushi for me. All right. Well, don't go nowhere, my friends. We're going to come back, Kimberly, with another delicious interview. Mm. It's all about donuts right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. And Kimberly, you're giving away too many certificates and pies because Mr. Ball just walked by.
That's right. Lots of Hen House gift cards.
He kind
of
gave us that look like, what's going on with all these certificates, guys?
That's
good
going
thing,
on.
No.
But regular listeners who have come in and given us the secret word.
We like it. The secret word is donut, and we're still giving them away, David Ball. I'm sorry. Well, he's in the store. He can't hear me right now.
And can I just say something very quickly?
Kimberly, you can say whatever you want.
You had some difficulty pronouncing a word in the last interview.
Yeah, what do you got to do? You know, that's me. Why did some listener call in and go on Yelp about me already?
Well, no, I just, because several weeks ago, you also kind of had fun with the word, you know, Jasperism.
A Jasperism. You have a whole list of them. Why don't you post those Jasperisms?
Why don't you read this note I'm putting in front of you?
Yes, it's a plethora of quinoa.
But a plethora.
A plethora.
But what's the real word?
I don't know. It's a plethora. The plethora is a word. In my mind, it's a word. Now, why do you do that?
Your mind's dangerous,
what's
Jasper?
The word? Seriously, I can't
plethora.
Remember. Plethora. You know, let me tell you something.
What?
If Yelp had a section for radio show reviews, we would be in big trouble. And they would say, why does Kimberly not let Jasper pronounce the words correctly?
That's right. Well, we need the censor button for one thing.
Well, we got him back there in the studio.
Okay.
Him back there.
That was good. That
you
was
like
good.
That one? Put that in there. Back there.
So, again, quick reminder, January 23rd is National Pie Day.
That's right. And let me tell you, my friends, make sure you come out to the Hen House Market because there's going to be pies aplenty. That's right. National Pie Day with apple pie, sugar-free apple pie, cherry pie, sugar-free cherry pie, French silk pie, key lime pie, pumpkin pie,
custard pie,
custard chocolate banana cream pie.
Oh, and we almost
maybe some rhubarb pie. Almost, for my father-in-law, he loves rhubarb pie.
We've got a slice of French silk here. Should we offer to share it with Andrew?
You're gonna
yes.
bust into
okay.
it.
Andrew just said yes.
We're here at the Hen House Market, so you need to come by and join us. And right now we have with us the man, the legend, the donut king of Kansas City. He is himself, Andrew Cameron.
Drum roll, please.
How about that for an introduction?
That was good. That was good. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. You're too kind, Jasper.
Let me tell you something. You know how I feel about Tippin's Pies? I feel that way about your donuts, my friend.
Well, we really appreciate
and
that.
And they're a little addicting for Jasper. And since the first day I walked into that shop and saw I could put my own toppings on there, they put them on there for me.
Well, you picked them out.
Oh.
And did you know this, Jasper? I don't know if you love trivia, so I'm going to give you a piece of trivia. Donutology has more than 40,000 combinations of icings, toppings and drizzles.
40,000.
40,000. So you could go back, you know.
The rest of my life.
The rest of your life, Jasper. The rest of your
days. Five times a day.
That's right. That's right. So, Andrew, you have been open for a year and a half. The concept has been embraced. People absolutely love the build-your-own mini donut concept. Why? Why do you think?
People like choices, and it's an experience when you come in our store. They like to watch not only the donuts being made and coming out of the fryer, but picking, you know, those 40,000 combinations.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really fun.
And it's sort of like customizing your own coffee drink. I mean, that's people, I mean, people love to do that. So,
yeah.
Right?
They try and trip us up and pick a weird combination, like lemon and bacon.
But you know, what's your most popular?
Bacon with maple
yeah.
and caramel.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like breakfast.
Tastes exactly like breakfast.
It is so good.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, your support a lot of the locals here in Kansas City, along with Danny O'Neill from the Roastery and Shadow Milk. So that's something that you do. And the grain comes from Kansas, is that right?
Yeah, just a couple hours,
2 hours.
Away.
People
yeah.
don't really, I mean, talk about that. I don't understand, Kimberly. All these bakeries we have around the Midwest, mm-hmm. and they're buying wheat from that's being shipped to New York or yeah. to Florida or California and then packaged and then sent back here to Kansas City.
Doesn't get no more local.
Does not get no more local, lady, let me tell you right now.
So the other thing you do, too, I mean, donut fashion is something that has hit a nerve with Donutology. And they have Charlie Hustle, their own signature Charlie Hustle sprinkles, KC Heart T-shirt.
It says, do not kill my vibe,
yeah.
spelled like donut.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got the Donutology T-shirts that have Kansas City icons like Bartle, the hair curlers at Bartle Hall, the shuttlecock. You've got the Royals. You've got the Chiefs, Sporting KC.
Yeah, Nelson Atkins, shuttlecock. Yeah, that's our top-selling one. Yeah. And when we started with this, we didn't envision donut fashion would be as big as it is. We've sold thousands of T-shirts and socks. It's been amazing.
And, yeah, right, you've got socks, donut socks.
Yeah, from School of Sock, another local Kansas City company.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jay, collaborations are big
these days.
Collaborations. And we've got a fun collaboration coming up between Donutology and Chef Jasper Mirabli. Can we tease it? Well, Andrew, do we have your permission?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, right. You know I'm obsessed with cannolis.
I do.
So a few months back,
the cannoli trail.
Kimberly told Andrew to come by the restaurant, and we talked a little bit. We talked about cannolis. We gave him some cannoli filling. He came back again. We did a little more testing.
Tweaking.
Last week, he came into the restaurant. Mr. Leonard, my brother, is on one of his diets again. He does. He loses the weight. He can do it. Well, I'll tell you, he's very, very strict. And Andrew brought in these donuts. Kimberly, I've never seen anything. I'm not kidding you. I thought I was back in Italy, and I love the regular, the Bismarck. I thought that was going to be it. I'm telling you.
He pulled another trick out of his sleeve.
This next one, I thought I was back in Sicily, and I got photos of it. I sent it to my cousin. It takes about 3 weeks for him to get emails, so we haven't gotten a response back yet. We have to get Gino Corti involved in that.
Now, Jasper, I have a confession. I was so nervous coming into this because I know how much cannolis mean to you.
No, I was overwhelmed, and Leonard sat there, so I'm not going to lie to you. When you left, Leonard said, get those away, get them away from the table. Lisa came in, took a bite, Miss Lisa, who does not eat cannolis, and went, where did you get these? I said, look at the box. I mean, seriously, I can't tell you enough how overwhelmed. Our guests are going to go crazy.
Well, they are, and we're going to have an event at Donutology after Valentine's Day, sometime after Valentine's Day, before Easter.
Yes.
Oh. With Jasper at Donutology, 1009 Westport Road. And we're going to make this creation. Can we say what it is, Andrew?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the Cannoli Donato. And, of course, Donutology is known for its Donato. It's a riff on a Hungarian chimney cake.
Yeah, so basically we take our glazed donut dough and spiral it into a cone, and we open-air grill it. And then we fill it with ice cream, typically. But this time, we're going to do cannoli filling.
And it's perfect, Jay.
I have pictures of it, and I'm telling you, I not only have pictures of it, I ate a few that I shouldn't have because I had to take my shirt the next day. But when I say overwhelming, and it's hard to get something to me, J.C. Greg does that a lot.
Yeah.
He'll make something, I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And it's very, you know, some people do new things, and some people bring back old dishes. This really hit me. It was like being back in Sicily. I almost had a tear in my eye.
Well, I know you texted me right away. You were over, and I know that's something that you love when you use the word overwhelmed.
Yeah, I really was.
And you use that word, so.
But I appreciate it. Believe me, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We'll do some. Maybe we'll do like a cannoli throwdown or something. Who knows?
We could do
that. The throwdown business could get big.
Big. Big, big, big. The other thing that Donatology has coming up on February 3rd that is going to be so much fun is you have developed with the Roastery a nitro float.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The Roastery, they have been tremendous partners of ours, and any chance we get to collaborate with them, we jump all over it. And their nitro coffee is becoming quite the sensation. And we're like, well, how can we be a part of this as well? And we developed a nitro coffee float and donut milkshake.
And is the milkshake going to be topped with the donut?
It will. It'll be topped with a coffee donut.
Okay.
Taking notes right now, lady.
So February 3rd from, I think, 9 to noon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on by.
It's Donatology. Andrew, thanks for stopping by again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kimberly, what a delicious show.
Hasn't this been fun?
And we have more coming up next week, next Saturday. You know, every Saturday, live from Jasper's Kitchen at 11 o'clock on KCMO, you can listen to all the local food authors, of course, national chefs, local chefs and restaurateurs. And what's on the menu next week?
We're so excited. Chef Sean Brady will be in the house. Of course, Brady's Public House over on Troost, getting great buzz. We've got the Date Lady. We've got UMK Spoon University.
Oh, yes.
And we've got Dr. John Dulliard.
It's all talk, all food, right here on KCMO. Don't go nowhere. Every Saturday, you need to come back and join us because we're usually at the Hen House Markets, but we're all around town. Send us some emails and let us know what you like. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We'll see you next week on Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
Bye-bye.